in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ram Sparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Rio Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26. I'm Jeff. This is the People Speak. Going to be talking today with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer from the Sparta School District. Also joining her is Tyra and Chiron. How's everybody doing today?
Doing fine.
Good.
All right. It's just a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. Better than Monday, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the end of the school year, so it's super, super busy right now.
That's true. What, about 2 weeks?
Well, our seniors graduate Sunday, so for them, a few more days. I think they're counting down.
Yeah, you look back to August, actually, you know, and
it goes so fast. It does. It really does. We were talking about that in the car. Chiron will be a junior, and when I came in, he was going into his freshman year. So it flies very fast.
And definitely. Sometimes as a student, it doesn't seem that way, but it just depends. But anyway, lots of things going on as we're getting ready to wrap things up.
Absolutely. We just ended Teacher Appreciation Week last week and Nurse Appreciation Week. All kinds of clubs did all sorts of things to thank the teachers. Both of these two can talk a little bit about what their organizations that they represent had done.
I'll start. Women's in Leadership. We supported our teachers by setting up a little popcorn and candy bar in the teacher workroom, so they could come throughout the day, get them some snacks, some popcorn, candy, just whatever they want to make them feel appreciated, because we do appreciate our teachers and all that they do for us.
Yes, we do, day to day.
And it wasn't just any popcorn, it was Aunt Nettie's, so it was the best.
Yeah, we had so much popcorn, we just left it up all week for them to continue to come and get more and more and more, because there was too much popcorn. So,
never too much, is there?
No. It was also the end of a big celebration week. We had our NWEA scores were returned. Some of our juniors got their SAT scores back. We're waiting for that report so that we can compare year to year. But on our NWEA MAP assessments, we track data in math, reading, and language arts. And the growth that we saw across grade levels was just absolutely phenomenal. Wow. from the fall till now. So we had a little celebration in regards to how much our students have grown throughout the year.
All right, I tell you what, let's go ahead and throw in a break in here, and we'll come back and we'll talk some more with Dr. Gabe, Chiron, and Tyra here on The People Speak right after this. 9:35, welcome back. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and today we're talking with Dr. Gabe, Chiron, and Tyra from the Sparta School District. Joining us right now, we have Robert from Hooker's Men's Store. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing great. And it's a good day to be on, because what I was going to talk about today is school related. So it's real neat that these guys are all here. And of course, a big deal coming up at the high school, grade school and high school this week is graduation. And I'm sure that's a feeling of accomplishment for the administration too, as well as the students. Mm-hmm. So we have some great graduation gift ideas at Hooker's Men's Store, and they include aftershave colognes, billfolds, tie bars and tie chains, money clips, cufflinks, and that's just mentioning a few items. And of course, anything that we sell is gift wrap free. So we've mm-hmm. got our gift wraps, boxes, bows ready to go. And something I think that's real neat for an eighth grade graduate is some of our Bulldog items. And we have all kinds of short sleeve t-shirts, long sleeve t-shirts, baseball hats, hoodies, sweatpants, shorts. They're perfect for the eighth graders, kind of a way of welcoming them to high school. And of course, on graduation, the guy wants to look his best. So to go with the cap and gowns, we've got all kinds of slacks and Levi Dockers or Hager dress slacks. We have Van Heusen dress shirts in long sleeve or short sleeve. And if they'd like to add a tie with that, it's no problem finding the perfect tie. Plus, if you want to skip the tie, we've got some dressy sports shirts that pull over, or we have them in button front. And another thing that I like to tell the graduates is, you know, when you unpack that gown, it's going to be a wrinkled mess. And we have a steamer that we steam them for the graduates for $5. And I don't think you can iron those things. A friend of mine tried to iron her son's and kind of scorched it a little bit. Fortunately, it was not too obvious of a place. But this steamer, it just takes 2 minutes for us to get the wrinkles out. It's a wonderful steamer we have. And I think that's pretty helpful to the graduates. And they can just wait while we do it. It doesn't take any time to do it. So we hope with graduation coming up, we can help them with their needs, whether it's something to wear to graduation, a gift, or getting that cap and gown ready. So I'll turn it back to the school now. Always good to see Gabe and her cohorts today.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store here on The People Speak this morning. And again, we've got Dr. Gabe Schwimmer, Tyra, and Chiron from Sparta School District, and we're talking the end of the year coming up and lots of activities going on and graduation coming up. And
we have had a few accomplishments that I want to be sure to recognize. This past Saturday, we had Girls on the Run. It is a program where the younger elementary students, I believe it was grades 4 through 8, did a character program where they ran every day, but they talked about character and how that program helped build them up. And then they culminate the program with a 5K at the Soldiers Memorial in St. Louis, and they just did that this Saturday. So they are having their final end of the year practice party today. Nicolette Cordes ran that program and did a really good job. She had some phenomenal people help her. We have another big accomplishment. Riley Manker, who is a junior at Sparta High School, participated in the CEO, formerly CEO, but now startup group that they have for up-and-coming entrepreneurs. She received the Entrepreneur of the Year Award for Randolph County. She makes Granny Joe's homemade goods. So she has, it used to be strawberry jam is what she focused on. She now does apple butter, some peach jams. Just it's if you've never had it, you need to buy a jar.
I'm hungry now.
It's absolutely phenomenal. She has a Facebook page, Granny Joe's Goods, so check her out. And then Bree Bodeker also participated in that and has grown her business, JCA, Just Crafting Around. She's got a page as well. She does a lot of monogram things and does a really good job. We had some class of 2019 deserving seniors that we want to recognize. Jared Stephanie, Jenny Yang, Rachel Kale, Dustin Lohman, and Anita Burns. So we want to say shout out to them. And then The kids want to talk a little bit about Fireball and Lifesavers. May is Mental Health Month. So in the scoop, I've been sending out some things that talk about suicide prevention. And Chiron can talk to you a little bit more about what they did with Fireball and some of their other projects with Lifesavers.
Okay. Picking back off of accomplishments, April was Leo Awareness Month. So Leos were in full effect. We had our spring fling at the Leo's Lair, and I know that was a great success. And I just want to thank freshman Trinity Glodo because she puts a lot of effort and time, and so does the club. They back her and Dr. Gabe and Lion Paula Phelps. So we just want to thank her for putting that on because it was another wonderful event. Tyra, if you want to talk about SAD Fireball.
This year we had our annual Fireball. Fireball, just to refresh people's memory, is where we come to the school and we have a lock-in. And then we do various things, have a dance party. We play games. One of our favorite games is a train wreck. Where you put chairs in the circle, somebody in the middle says something about themselves, and anybody who has like that same interest will run to another seat, and whoever doesn't have a seat will go in the middle and do the same. Mm-hmm. So that's something we love to do. We had some guest speakers. We really enjoy them.
Yes.
Guest speaker from even our own Randolph County, a young person from our Randolph County, Jackson County. We had good guest speakers. Even though Fireball got cut short this year, we were still grateful what we could do. We thank Miss Renner, the advisor. And so we just had lots of fun.
Yes, we did.
Sounds like it. Sounds like you had lots of fun.
Oh, yeah, we really did. And we really want to thank our main speaker was Jeff McGoy, and we've had him once before. He came back in late December. We just want to thank him because he had to go MC a gala at SIUC, and he made time out of his day just to come and speak to us because he knows that substance abuse and other distracting, destructive decisions, they can do a toll, especially on us teens. Mm-hmm. And it happens around here daily, and it sometimes hits close to home. So we really want to thank him and all the other speakers. Everything was amazing, and thanks to Miss Renner, like we said. Lifesavers, looking forward. I know we just had a meeting. Next year we have lots of ideas, and hopefully those ideas will spruce, you know, and we can follow through with them going forth, making sure we care about our student body, and we want the student body to know that we're there. So you know, utilize us. We go and train for 3 days. You know, thanks to Miss Gardner, who is over Lifesavers. Mm-hmm. She we just love her. And Miss Teese as well. They lead this chapter at Sparta High School into a great direction, and we just want to utilize them.
Like he was saying at the meeting, I was sitting at one of the meetings, and what we want to do this year with Lifesavers is really push social media and get social media involved with the Lifesavers, because there is a lot of cyberbullying going on out there. I know the judges came and talked to, a little bit about that, just scratched the surface. So we really want to get involved in social media on the Lifesavers behalf.
Yes. So the Teen Court of Southern Illinois, Monroe Randolph Counties, we just heard two court cases with our peer jurors from Monroe and Randolph Counties. Those two cases were successful, and we did have a graduate who graduated from the program and completed the remedies successfully, and we hope that he stays out of trouble. So we're just, like I said, glad for the opportunity that this is here.
Wow. So you hear cases not necessarily just in the Sparta district, but
all over between Randolph and Monroe counties. Yes. Yep. Okay. Court cases. And we do have a judge, Annette Eckert from St. Clair County. She's mm-hmm. retired, and she comes and moderates our sessions. So, well,
I think that's a really good idea. I like that program.
Awesome entryway into the legal profession. Absolutely.
Probably be some people going to law school out of high school.
I would hope. Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and get our next break in here real quick, and then we'll come back and talk some more with Dr. Gabe, Chiron, and Tyra here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back to The People Speak. It is 9:52. Got about 5.5 minutes left in the program today, talking with Dr. Gabe Schwimmer, Chiron, and Tyra from Sparta School District. And
we were talking during the break. They had a couple events that they definitely wanted to recognize as a success. The 3-on-3 basketball tournament that they host was a big success this year. They had the Substance Abuse Coalition come out, and they did Hidden in Plain Sight exhibit this year. Gave out lots of information.
Yeah, a lot of marketing. Yes.
A lot of marketing for that.
The judges. One of the judges was there, too, as well. I spoke to him. So, yep.
Yeah. And then the fire department, you know, we have a big showing from our high school with the Explorers program. Mm-hmm. So they had a successful barbecue, and the kids raised almost $1,000 with the raffle that they did. So it's definitely something to be proud of. Heading into next year, we are going to hold parent universities. So we do Sparta University every month. It's professional development for our teachers. We're going to open this up to all of our parents in the district. Those dates are August 28th, November 20th, March 25th, and May 27th. We're going to do all kinds of different topics and have raffles and things like that. So we hope to get a good showing at those. If anyone in the community is interested in being a Cub Scout Den Master, to help coordinate adult leaders for grades K-5, please get a hold of me. So far, we don't have anyone that's volunteered to do that, and we think it would be a good program leading into the Boy Scouts. We're hoping to get online registration up and going as soon as school gets out, so check emails. We're trying to offer that convenience for parents. Tomorrow night, we have Sparta High School Academic Awards Night at 6 p.m. We have Sparta graduation for the high school at 2 p.m. on Sunday. And then the 21st, we have Evansville's 8th grade promotion at 6 p.m. and Sparta Lincoln's at 7:30. So that'll wrap up our year. On the way here, I had asked Chiron and Tyra if they could, Tyra as a senior, reflect on what she'll miss about the high school, and Chiron, what he most looks forward to about the upcoming school year. So I think they'll take a minute to talk about that.
Okay.
As me going into a junior next year, what I'm looking for at the next 2 years at Sparta High School is the community is very involved in our school district. And, you know, you can't get more. You can always get more involved. So, you know, I want to see more of that. And I also want to see our students. I want to see our community. The Bulldogs, Cardinals, the Eagles. I want to see us come together, not only between schools, but within our schools, and bring up that school spirit as much as we can. We really need that because the days will be great, Monday through Friday. So I do want to, you know, see at Sparta High School more pep rallies, see more students come out to and support our teams, you know, not just, you know, football, basketball, come see our volleyball, come see our wrestling, come see our golf players, you know, come out and support. The more support you get, the more you will want to fulfill, be 100%. So, yeah.
As a senior, looking back, I would definitely miss all of my clubs. I was in over half of the clubs, being busy, doing the mock crash is one of my greatest accomplishments, partnering with Chiron, different students from each club, Leo's, Lifesavers, SAD. Definitely missing sports, being going to each of the games. Would definitely continue to support our Bulldogs, like he said, not just going to basketball and football games, but also going to golf and baseball. The crowds are always low at those games. So just going and supporting our community. With that being said, I'll miss our teachers, Dr. Gabe, coming to the radio and speaking quarterly. So I'll just miss all that, but I will be looking forward to my future without high school as well, and looking forward to graduation.
Great. So about
final words?
Yeah.
This senior class is going to be hard to let go. They've been a good class, and we will miss them. We're looking to our juniors, going to be seniors, to really be leaders next year. Some expectations are changing as far as extracurriculars and the handbook and things like that. We're really wanting to make those 4 years of high school the best opportunity for them. I mean, I think that them mentioning the clubs and the sports and the things that they've been involved in, there's some schools that don't offer that. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we have that for our kids, pairing that with some college and career opportunities, we really want to give them the best 4 years that we've got. So we're going to look to those juniors to really help us to develop that. So this time is always sad. I will miss Tyra. She's been definitely a leader in our school, and I know she won't disappear. She'll be one of those that will come back and help us for sure. But I look forward to Kyron moving up into that junior role and taking more charge and being more of a lead as well.
Okay. All right, Dr. Gabe, Kyron, Tyra, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next time on The People Speak.